Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jess on his right. Hey, hold up, don't start a fight. He's got you covered with all the sports. Don't fret, he's wearing shorts. It's time for Waking Jake in the morning, Waking Jake at night. Jake sucks.
Woo! A good afternoon or good morning to the Bakers, whenever you're listening to this. Welcome back to Wake and Jake. Thank you, guys. Pre-recorded, not live, something we may be messing around with a little bit. We'll see. Some funky schedules and messing with the YouTube algorithm a little bit. I'll let you guys know. We might break up the show on YouTube a little bit. It's a tough YouTube click for 55 minutes. We'll still do the podcast normally, and it'll still basically be the podcast, but it'll be more featured. I don't know if that's the right word at all. Who cares? Let's talk some baseball. Second half of the show, we're going to talk football, if we're going to break that down even more. Baseball, I think the things that need to be talked about, Aaron Judge, 56 and 57 last night. Unreal. The Dodgers clinch and pop bottles. Unreal in its own way, because it's September 14th in a season that's running a week longer. So pretty crazy what they're doing. What was the other? Oh, the other thing that I just talked about. Ian Happ was in office with us. I was helping him out with the compound. Make sure you go check that out. But also, he homered off DeGrom last night, so that's cool. And I don't know, some behind the scenes, Ian Happ, because he's actually an awesome dude. So we'll do some baseball, and then we'll do a little weekend NFL preview, and maybe a little college football too, because that's I like mapping out the weekend sometimes. A little family party this weekend, also a wedding, cousin Dean, excited for that. So go home, see some good people, and when I see my good people and my family and stuff like that, I feel like I'm getting BetterHelp, which this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Man, the mental aspect of sports and just off the field in everyday life, if you're not right mentally, and you probably know by this point, you felt it, you're not right, and BetterHelp may be the place for you. Therapy is the best way to stay in peak mental shape, and you need to take care of it. So, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey. So, you know, you fill out the survey, they're going to try to match you with the right person. And then most importantly, I was talking to my friend Sammy about this last week. You can switch therapists at any time, because if you're not, if you don't feel comfortable talking about your therapist, then you're already, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. So when you feel ready to be top, to be at the top of your mental game, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/Jake today to get 10% off your first month. Betterhelp.com/Jake. That's my name. How about it? All right. Let's start with Judge, because it should start with Judge. I was getting emotional last night. The Yes Network is funny how they're covering it, because I was going back to 98. So yeah, BBD, you don't have much Homer race, right? Have people even scared? Well, I guess Bonds in 2000, you're...
I wouldn't have...
Yeah, you're four.
I was three, four.
That's tough. That's a tough time to get into baseball.
Stanton a couple years ago is the only...
Okay, Stanton hits 59.
Yeah.
But I guess he never was even real because he went so nuts that September,
he
right?
Wasn't like, ever he just... fully on pace till the very
end. Yeah, he
end.
Never chased it until the end because he went nuts.
He went nuts and it was like, oh, last couple weeks, like, oh, this is in
and
play
I guess
for him.
Because he was never really in play for 61, he was never even close to Bonds, and the Marlins were out of it. So it wasn't a thing, really. It was just like, whoa, he's good.
Yeah. Like, okay. It was just kind of normal. Whoa, that guy's having a good year stuff.
So if you don't know, Aaron Judge homers twice last night against the Boston Red Sox. You know, full display of Aaron Judge. He doesn't fully connect on the one he pulls, and he drives it past the light tower, like midway up. He hits one the opposite field into the Red Sox bullpen, which at Fenway Park, a lot of right-handed hitters can't just really do that. 56 and 57 for Aaron Judge. Like I mentioned, September 13th, we're playing games till October 5th. It's looking like he's going to beat 61. The couple things in play here, right? The biggest one is that there's another home run record in the books, 73. Judgy with some good quotes on that, which I thought was interesting. He could have easily fed into the Yankees fan base, but he did not. He said that that's the home run record. He said that Bonds is the home run record because that's what they have in the book. A couple things here. Judge is very media trained. I wonder if he's even been MLB trained on this one to say that. Like, I don't know. Because if you're Yankees Judge, I think you feed the beast. And, you know, the Maris family is pretty loud that 61's still the record and things like that. And Maris was a Yankee. Like, it's very easy. It feels like the easy answer would be to be like, well, 61. I guess in a way, Bonds is the easy answer because it also takes the pressure off and it's in the book. I don't know.
I think Kay on the broadcast last night alluded to maybe that's his best way to just keep the pressure off him. Not that, and he was also part of the whole speech about, well, he bet on himself. I don't think he needs to take any pressure off.
Right.
He thrives in that.
Yeah.
But he does have the easy lane that he didn't use of being like, well, it's still like the Yankee record and the AL record. And
right. There's still a lot of cool stuff here. Still a lot of cool stuff here. And Jimmy's been big on it that, you know, how important this is for, how important this is for Aaron Judge going forward. Like, if you're the home run champ, like, that stays with you forever, like, promotionally, money-wise. I think Steph Curry just got a $1 billion lifetime contract from Under Armour. Like, you know, when you're the home run champ, stuff like that starts to happen. And this is before Judge hits free agency and all that stuff that you already know. So it's incredible. A, start watching. You know, I know MLB TV, I think they gave college kids full access the rest of the way. Watch every Judge at bat the rest of the way. It's history. I was telling BBD before this, I was thinking about it last night. I think I'm going to buy tickets to most Yankee games I can go to the rest of the way. There's a couple record days I can't. There's a couple weddings and stuff I can't. But, I mean, Judge hit two home runs last night. He's hitting a home run, more than a home run, every two games for the last 2 months. That's how dialed this guy is. So they have one with the Red Sox. They head to Milwaukee this weekend. If he hits two homers in the next four games, which he's been doing, he's going to be at 59 coming to the stadium.
He's going to be like fully expected to get 61 on that homestand.
We're talking 60, 61. So it's crazy. I mean, if there's a selfish part of me, which there absolutely is. Nice, Jake. We admitted it. I'm kind of hoping he doesn't homer against the Brewers. Because they come, or if he does, he hits like one. Because they come home, they've got two versus Pittsburgh. Like that Tuesday night game, I think I'm trying to do that. I think we're doing a Talking to Extreme, the 21st.
Oh, like a Yes.
Like a Yes Network one. So, whatever. That is what it is.
Not a bad place to be for it if it happens.
Right. There's a lot of funk going on here. I think, you know, we've got a Sunday record day against Boston. That's an ESPN game. There's a Friday Apple Red Sox game. I think I'm supposed to be at a wedding. So, a lot of balls in play here. They also head to Toronto, which would be super interesting, September 26th through the 28th. Because, let's be honest, people, this is a business a little bit, and the Yankees might be out of it. I don't know. If Judge is sitting at 61 or 60 in Toronto, there could be funny business. I don't know. Think about the business side of this, and it's a video that lives forever. So then you'd have three games against Baltimore before they finish at Texas. I don't know. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be chaos. Good for Aaron Judge. And the funny thing with the Yes Network, one, appreciate Michael Kay. Michael Kay keeps trying to tell everyone, like, everyone kind of start going crazy. This is a moment. This is happening. Like, we need to appreciate this and go nuts. Part of the reason we're not is Judge is on pace to beat this easily. Like, it's not like he's a homer behind or he's, like, he's on pace for 66 now.
He doesn't need, like, a big run to get
no.
there. Like after last night, I'm like, oh, now I can, like, I expect it to happen.
Right. Like, that's, I'm here talking about it like this is probably going to happen. Buy tickets. Like, it's not like, whoa, we're going to be up against it. Judge would have to get hot. Like, and that's part of the reason I feel like there's not as much hub as I think true baseball purists would expect. I think even in these high 50s, the hubbub has picked up incrementally. Like, when Judge gets to 60, the sports world will go insane. But the fact that we're even saying it's going to do that is Looney Tunes. That so Kay, every time Judge hits a homer, he's like, kind of like, wake up, people. This is historic. Jack Curry in the postgame was like, it's funny that Judge is so stoic and just on a pace to beat it that we're like, ho-hum, 57. Like, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So if you're not appreciating, appreciate it more. And yeah, the timeline is starting to get really interesting with where Judge could potentially land or where he could potentially do it. So almost, if you're a sports fan, adjust your calendars accordingly, because that was what I was doing last night. Like, you know, Michael Kay, when he tells a story about covering the Yankees, he says, you know, back in 96 when I was covering the team, he talks about the 96 Yankees that way, or when they first called up Derek Jeter. Like, not to get a little emotional on our end, but we're going to be talking about we were covering Aaron Judge breaking the home run record. Like, as fans and now as, like, a job, like, we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about how we were doing a Yes Network stream or I was at the game or, you know, and we podcasted after. Like, that podcast is going to be famous.
That's going to be a big one.
Like, Aaron Judge breaks the home run record. Again, it used to be the number one record in sports. Like, most NBA points, it's whatever.
It's cool.
It's cool. Like,
for
most,
like, the guy.
Like, highest points per game in a season, if you ask anyone, I don't think anyone really cares. Do you know it? I don't know it.
No.
I mean, it's probably
baseball's
like...
Baseball's the only one that
probably like
really
Wilt
has
some shit. I don't know. NFL, like, most passing yards, like, passing touchdowns in a season was a thing, but
I
also...
think that's the only one that's kind of been there, and then it got broken, like, a bunch of
right,
times
in recent
row,
years,
so.
And, like, Brady and Breeze, I think they were going toe-to-toe. Joe's McFly's in my peripheral, which I always love.
So it kind of went away.
The home run record was the one. It's what saved baseball. Sosa, McGuire, home run chase. And I think Aaron Judge is going to have what's going to be respected as the home run record. The other thing everyone keeps pointing to, which is important, kind of is, kind of isn't. It's going to be an important tidbit as we get old that nobody's close.
Yeah, he's 20 ahead of Schwarber as the next guy on the leaderboard.
And then Trout is now second place in the AL because he just had his 7-in-a-row streak. He might not break 40. Like, Aaron Judge could hit 64 home runs, and your number two in the AL could be at, like, 41 or 39. Do you know how nuts that is? So that's an anecdote that's going to be dropped a lot.
The other one, which kind of got said on the broadcast, I think, for the first time yesterday as in the context of this pursuit. It's like, it's a year where the offense is down a lot.
Right.
The juice balls aren't a factor here. Like, offense is way down.
No funny
still.
Business. Yeah, pitching's like,
better than
better.
It was at the beginning of the year, but...
Yeah, you're seeing more pitchers a game. Like, they showed... I think they said Babe Ruth saw, like, 68 pitchers the year he hit 60. And I think Judge has seen like 200 and something this year. Like, there's a lot of crazy twists to this Aaron Judge is doing insane.
Getting ahead to future years, I mean, this is like next year shifts are out.
Right.
Like, Judge, not that it affects the homers, but he gets shifted.
Could affect the Triple Crown, which he is now chasing. Yeah. I think he's second or third in batting average. So if it's a Triple Crown, home run derby, these are life-changing things for big Aaron Judge, and you need to start watching if you're not. Most of you, if you're watching Wake and Jake, you're a sports nut, which I love, and you probably are, but, like, actually get in tune. And then a couple other things. I mentioned the us covering it part. BBD, I know this is going to strike a chord with you. If Judge does it, which he's going to, we're going to get a Sterling call.
Yeah.
Is he 83, 84?
Yeah, and he stopped doing the road games.
Right, he went to this one.
He goes to Boston, he goes to Baltimore. And those are the only two road stadiums he's doing right now.
Could reach that Toronto series, but either way, like, John Sterling, like, think about what I just said. Like, pretty cool that we're going to be able to say, like, hey, we were covering the Yankees then, and Judge did it. John Sterling's covered the Yankees for 170 years. And now he gets to be a part of this. Like, I'm excited for him. The Yankees are playing better baseball. They're getting guys healthy. That's exciting.
We're able to focus kind of fully on that now.
Picture Aaron Judge's playoff at-bats as the guy who just broke the home run record. Crazy pressure both ways. If you're the pitcher pitching to him, if you're Judge hitting. It's just an incredible storyline. It's one of the coolest things you can do or be about in sports. Judge is about it, and it's incredible. So make sure you're watching, and if you're kind of in the New York area, at least line up a game or two to be in the building. Even if he hits 59 or he hits 60 or if he hits 63, you're going to tell that your whole life. Like, I saw him hit 55. That was the doubleheader day, the day past A-Rod, as you all
prestigious
know.
Prestigious record.
As you all know. So that was cool. Yanks had a cool comeback win against Boston. They're starting to win some games again. They've got guys healthy. Glaber's playing well.
Another, while we're talking, so sure. On the Yankees, which I think we'll be wrapping up that part of the conversation soon. Another record on the table. I think Cole is now 20 away from the Yankee single season strikeout record.
Okay.
With at least 4 starts left from him, I think, the way they would finagle it. So,
okay.
Like, he's going to get there.
Let's go, that's Garrett. Cool. Garrett,
so just another one to monitor.
Garrett kind of struggles at Fenway again. That's an interesting thing for future years. Won't matter the rest of this year, as Boston won't be at the dance. Judge Ohtani debates are incredible. You could go back and forth all day. I did my Star Wars meme last night of the... You know, well, Ohtani must have a higher war, right? Because he's 2 players. Well, Judge currently does. And his weighted run created plus is 203, which is technically like 2 players. So those conversations are going to drag out and become incredible. I don't know what you do with him. I don't know the right answer. I am now, I've gone full heel. I'm rooting for co-MVPs because, A, I think the marketing and branding of that is huge. And by the way, Derek Jeter, who just had, we had Jeter night and was baseball's last kind of like international superstar. I mean, there's obviously like Ichiro arguments and all that. Derek Jeter was massive. Yankee shortstop, dynasty, blah, blah, blah. Pre-internet, which almost made him a bigger star, if you know what I mean. Like, there was, stars were rarer. If Ohtani and Judge get shared MVP, guess what? We have two international baseball stars, IMO. Ohtani technically already is. I think Judge is going to become it. I met three people from London that came to Derek Jeter Day at the stadium. Think about that. Think about that. Really. Like, Judge and Ohtani, if they get co-MVPs, I think they're united forever, and I think they're superstars, and I think that would be good for the sport. I know there's a heel to it. I know we're America. We hate ties. It would be incredible for baseball. Dodgers clinch. Honestly, there's not much there. They are a super team. What they're doing and where they win, where they land, wins and losses-wise. They're going to have a shot at 116, which would be the best regular season all time. A lot of teams, those Mariners don't get quoted on that a lot because they didn't win the World Series, and that's what we care about. Again, America. The Dodgers may be chasing that. We'll see where they land. I think it's going to be 110+, which, again, is insane. You don't see that a lot on a baseball field. They will get judged in October. But if they do, I think a team that does get called out, the 18 Yankees, I think their combined win total is the most all-time. 1998 Yankees total wins. They won 114 in the regular season. And then
like 125, like if you're adding the playoff wins.
Right. Plus playoff. So it's yeah, 4-4-3 is 11.
11.
11 plus 114, 123. Math guy.
125.
Nailed it. All over it. Subtraction's tricky. I think 125, I believe, is the most like total wins by a team in a season. I bet the Dodgers could come up close to that. So super interested to see. Maybe 114 is the number they're really chasing with the 116. They popped bottles last night. They traveled and they had fun recently. They're killing it. Ian Happ was just in our office. I did compound with him. A little emergency pinch hitter, not a big deal. That's what I do. Ian Happ is awesome. He was chilling, cracking some jokes. He was heading to the MLB headquarters after this, so making all the stops. John Boy Media, MLB headquarters. He homered off DeGrom last night. That's insane. All of us loser baseball people were looking at each other laughing. He was also laughing that my sweet Jess, I don't know if I mentioned it on here, I think I did, Ryan Mountcastle's fiance was on her bachelor party, and her and Jess linked up, and Ian Happ had the funny realization that they probably had a conversation that was like, oh, my fiance plays baseball. Does yours? No, he kind of talks about it. And he makes weird home run videos. Luca Ponzatonzi. Jess didn't say that. She didn't know that video was coming. Really good timing for the Judge two-homer day, though, if you were one that saw that. Happer's the best. Talk about a guy that, if he does what he did this year, next year, Trevor Plouffe calls him nine-figure Hap. A guy that's really connected to media, sports, and golf. I don't know if that's in coffee. He's got his hands in a bunch of different things, from coffee to rum to golf to, you know, he was all jazzed up. He's like, we need a Formula One guy. He's like, I'll be a part of the show. He's like, all right, well, we'll look around. But Happer's great. He came through the office this morning and was good vibes. I think that's fair. So I don't think there's anything else from the baseball realm I really need to talk about. Go check out the compound with myself and Ian, as the boys had a good time. Twins lost a combined no-hit bid in the ninth. They pulled Joe Ryan. You know, people don't really know what to do with that sometimes. It's fine. Trout had a chance to tie the all-time consecutive games with a home run. It's 8. There's 3 guys that have it. He came up 1 short. And I think it's funny that 3 guys have 8 and no one's done it. That's a really fun baseball quirk for me. Don't really know why. And yeah, Ian Happ homered after DeGrom last night, and then he came in the office and recorded a podcast with us. So, pretty ridiculous and cool stuff. All right, I think that's going to bring us to the football. So, if you're on the YouTube, this video might end right now. And if you're the podcast app, it won't. Same damn show. All right. Football, NFL week 2. You know, one of my things I like to do is go through this schedule and the college football schedule because you can kind of build a weekend. If you got a good early Saturday game and then the NFL slate kind of sucks, but there's a good night game, you can, okay, Saturday afternoon, I'm going to watch this. And then I'll do whatever else I need to do in the weekend. And then Sunday night, bang biscuit, I'm back at it. You know, maybe you can plan an extra round of golf or something. Go to, what are those, like, little fairs that girls like to go to? I guess.
Markets?
Yeah, like markets. Go to a market. I shouldn't label them as female. My Jessica enjoys a good market. I'm not the biggest market.
I've only gone there with one kind of person.
Holy smokes, BBD. How about Thursday night?
Hey.
Chargers Chiefs. Right off the rip. Herbert, Mahomes.
Not a bad appetizer.
You know, I think with Josh Allen, you probably have the top 3 to 4 quarterbacks. People like that Rodgers guy. Rodgers! Good commercials.
Still good.
Chargers, Chiefs. In Arrowhead, the Chiefs showed out week 1 against the Cardinals. The Chargers won against AVE. I mean, in Arrowhead, I'm still expecting the Chiefs. They might be on a warpath this year. Nobody talking about them. You're not going to be as good as Tyreek Hill. What they just showed, I don't know if you want to buy Chiefs stock, but they're going to roll. And also don't be surprised if young my guy Herbert, I love him. This should be, I'm not even going to play the NFL. This should be a blowout, so watch it be a 18-17 game. These guys are like too good. These guys are too good in where football's at. We might be getting one of those Mexico City, like, 51-49 games. That's awesome. So, Thursday night. No Yankees game, right?
Yanks are off.
Holy smokes. Buckle up for that one. So, that leads us to Sunday, where we have the Chris Rose, CJ Uzama Bowl. You know, new allies, new enemies. New episode of the Chris Rose football show is out with CJ. They placed a gentleman's dinner bet on it. Not sure Goodell's rules on that. Jets at Cleveland. Go listen to the show. You know, it's always funny when you're on a team, you do have to say certain things. Coach Saleh came out and was like, he said we're keeping receipts on everyone that's talking shit about us, which that's not coach stuff. CJ was like, I love it. I mean, our coach is kind of talking junk. If you're going to do that and you're going to be in New York, you better start running in some wins. Flacco throwing the ball 60 times. Don't think that's the formula. So interested to see if the Jets can drum up any sort of offense against a really good Cleveland defense. Still have Myles Garrett. That's going to be interesting in the Chris Rose, CJ Uzama Bowl. And if Cleveland can get to 2-0, you start eyeing that date until Watson comes back, and then you have a real Cleveland Brown conversation. So we'll see. Washington at Detroit. If you're red zoning, there's going to be some highlights. There's going to be some lowlights. You got Wentz and Goff, Dan Campbell. I guarantee you that game is chaos. Just pure chaos. And it's probably going to be a fantasy one. Bet the over. How about that? We might have pick sixes both ways. We might have pick sixes both ways. Harry Carey meets that golf guy. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans has been a thorn in Tampa's side for a little while now. Tampa Bay rolled over the Cowboys, but they looked like a joke. New Orleans had the nice comeback win in week one. Division rivals, I know Tampa, New Orleans, that doesn't get juices flowing is like, I'm trying to think what would be a better comp. Like, if the Bears were good and you heard there was a Bears-Packers game, that kind of gets the juices flowing naturally, even...
It's a known rivalry.
Yeah.
Like in our rivalry draft.
Like, those two teams are rivals. Especially recent years, the Drew Brees years into Tom Brady now. And
Jameis
even with
is on the Saints now.
And even without Drew Brees, they've done really well against Tampa. I think they swept them last year. So I don't know what to do with that yet, because Tampa Bay, I don't think they got a true test last week. You always assume the BBD rule, you don't bet against Tom Brady. It seems to make sense.
Just trust it.
Just seems to work. One of those teams will be 2-0. One of those teams will be asking questions. Tom Brady and Jameis, my God. Fantastic. Taysom Hill, a lot of action. Carolina at the New York Football Giants. Giants with a chance to go 2-0. They're going to be feeling good in the Meadowlands. Dayball's got to be feeling good. The players have to be feeling better than they ever have. Saquon is a problem. The Giants are 1-0 for the first time since 2016. Shep had a big game. Will Galladay get involved? I don't know. I'm not going to bank on that. Can Kadarius Toney get on the field more? I know the talking Giants guys are freaking out.
First time they're covering an above 500 team.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carolina, Bakers, Carolina Panthers, they lost at the buzzer to Cleveland in the Baker Bowl. Coming up to MetLife. Man, football can go a lot of different ways, right? Like, I keep, you know, that Tampa Bay Cowboys game last week. That'll happen. Chaos can happen in the NFL. I'll tell you what. If the Giants can somehow sneak out, like, a dominant win. Like, a 20-3. You know, couple touchdowns, two field goals, and they can lock up the Panthers. There's going to be a Giants pandemonium going on. On the other side, if you lose at home to Baker and the Panthers, who are going to be full tilt, they don't want to go 0-2. That basically ends your season. I'm excited. That's like that might be a watchable football game. New England goes to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won the crazy game last week. Anything on your Giants, PBD?
Very excited.
Yeah.
They have 4-0 is on the table. Could easily get to like a 4-2 start to the year. Like that at this point is very possible.
Right.
If my immediate recall of the upcoming schedule holds up. So I'm excited to see it.
New England heads to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won that crazy game against the Bengals. New England looked bad against the Dolphins, and they head on the road to Pittsburgh. In a surprising, I mean, two teams that have been really good for the last 20 years, that might be unwatchable. That might be ugly. With where Pittsburgh's offense is at, where the Patriots' offense is at, losing Watt. New England has, like, no star players at any level. Like, ask yourself this. Like, who's the best player on the Patriots? Does anyone come to mind?
I'm trying to think if there's someone on defense, but kind of no.
New England?
They used to be, like, the formula.
Right.
When, like, they had Tom Brady.
I mean, the game almost used to be like who was coming up to get paid for the Patriots.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean Chandler Jones, you know, they've had McCourty's, they've had, you know, who's the linebacker they traded to the Browns as like punishment for asking for his contract. That was a funny one. I'm blanking right now.
Collins,
yeah. He ended up putting Collins III on his jersey. I mean, go look at the Patriots depth chart and ask yourself who's their best player, and then ask you if that
Jamie Collins.
Ask yourself if that best player can help win you a game. I mean, Their skill positions are thin. Their quarterback is Mac Jones. We don't know what to do. There's not even Trent Brown, the left tackle. I don't know, man. Like, a lot of people are thinking this Patriots team is really outgunned. Now, every time you've thought that about a Patriots team, they end up winning a lot of football games because they have Bill Belichick.
Devin McCourty, he's still there.
He's still there.
He's 35.
Yeah. Like, there's...
Jabril Peppers is there. Didn't even notice.
Yeah, right? I don't know. There's a lot of talk around the Patriots not being a Patriots team that we're going to remember. Like, more so that we're going to be like, oh, those 22 Patriots. Yuck.
Straight up, it might be Nick Folk.
Yeah. Stud. Been around for a while. Colts at Jacksonville. Remember that game to end last season? The Colts losing their playoffs basically on Carson Wentz, on who is now gone. Trevor Lawrence and the boys, had a good chance to win last week. They couldn't get it done. They return home against the Colts. That's going to be fun. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some Colts players playing with some serious vim and vigor. It might be a really good test for Jacksonville. You're at home. You know, if you want to be a respected football team, if you're at home and you have some of the talent they have, you got to at least hold up. Don't get run out of the building by Jonathan Taylor. Like, don't give up a 200-yard rushing day and not have any fight. I don't know if you're the Jaguars. You could still very easily do that. Trevor Lawrence, as you guys know, took him in a couple fantasy leagues. Decent week last week. Give me that. Be a little better. Or I guess what you would also circle to see if Jacksonville can be anything this year, if they have a 4-minute or 2-minute drill, that's where you really need to see Trevor Lawrence become an NFL quarterback. And he didn't show me that at the end of last week's game. Miami-Baltimore, the final 1 o'clock game. So we've got a pretty good 1 o'clock slate. I guess it's still earlier in the year, so you don't have the dead teams yet, or at least that we know of. Baltimore at home against Miami. A lot of Lamar. You know, Lamar is still very sexy this season. Could he be this year's Aaron Judge? He's not going to break the home run record, I don't think. Miami, also a sexy team. We just talked about the Patriots being dead. Can they compete with the Bills? Can they be a wild card team? Daniel, the new coach there, Tua season. I would bet Baltimore to roll. I'm not a Miami guy. I'm not a Tua guy. And like we just talked about with the Patriots, like, what wins are we going to look at from last week that we look at in 8 weeks and we're like, oh, that was nothing? Like, say this Patriots team is a dud. Like, we just looked at Miami winning at home. I think it was 23-7 or 20-7. Right now, we look at that as like, oh, Miami, okay. Are we going to look at that in 8 weeks and be like, the Patriots are a dud? Like, they only beat them 20-7? Like, the tone can change on that game. I don't think it's going to be that bad for New England, but, and Baltimore beat the Jets on the road kind of handily. Again, not an ugly blowout. I'm assuming the line in that game is probably a -5.5 or something. I might be on the Ravens this week. We will see. So that's your early slate. If you're red zoning, you're going to be in your own personal heaven. If you're looking to watch a game, I'd say Tampa, New Orleans. I mean, you got Tom.
It feels like the game of the hour.
Jameis. It's also the second most expensive ticket because I have the ticket prices up. Pittsburgh, they still sell. Still sell. Steelers country. Let's ride. The 4 p.m. slate, Atlanta at the Rams. Rams are going to be looking for a redemption game after kind of getting embarrassed at home. They get extra days, right? They played the Thursday game, so they get extra prep time. NFL teams talk about how important that is, especially probably early in the year. I guess you could spin either way because the extra health later in the year if you get extra rest. I think L.A., they got beat up by the Bills. I think they can use that as motivation. I think McVay will use that. Atlanta, Mariota, you know, they had a fun first week. They snuck up on the Saints, and then they got caught by the end of it. Rams, I could see Rams being big. That shouldn't be a game. Prove me wrong, NFL. San Francisco hosts Seattle. San Francisco looking to bounce back in a big way after they got embarrassed at the party by the Bears. Seattle. They did not let Russ cook. Big win at home. If you've got two teams on bigger emotional swings than this one, I don't know. And football's an emotional swing sport. I still think the San Francisco Niners are really good. I'm not going to let a rainy Bears game influence that decision. Where Seattle, Geno cooked. For everyone that wrote him off, he didn't write back. Is that what he said?
Something like that.
For those that wrote me off, I didn't write back. People were treating that like it was really cool. I don't think it makes sense. You wrote me off.
They wrote me off, but I didn't write back, though. That's the problem. I didn't write back. Let's go.
Like, I think, wouldn't it be like I did write back?
Or like, this is me writing you back?
Yeah. I think that would be the cool phrase. So, all right. Geno, I don't know. It just seems like the Seattle, they just beat Russ. That was, in a way, that was their Super Bowl. The place was going nuts. Russell Wilson wanted to leave, and they beat him, and they did it. And then you're going on the road. San Francisco, a team that just got embarrassed by the Bears in a rainy game where, by the end, the cameras couldn't even show the field. It was that rainy. That feels like a momentum game. Could see the Niners winning that big boy style. Dallas and Cincy. Ooh. Cincy in Dallas. I mean, that does that not reek of 0-2 Dallas Cowboys? Interested to see what Cincy's got. Burrow got killed again. That needs to stop. Burrow was out for most of the preseason, and they didn't play any of their guys in the preseason, and that team got better as that game seemed to go on. Cincy on the road. We'll see if any of the Cowboys' backups have anything. Don't think they do.
Coming off at least half embarrassing loss.
Embarrassing, and you lost your quarterback. Yikes. Houston goes to Denver. My Broncos embarrassed themselves at Seattle. They should have won that game. They keep saying that in the press, which isn't always the best look because you didn't win it. They're hosting Houston, they tied the Colts last week, if you'll remember, proudly. Denver's so talented that this game should not be close, and I think it'll be close. Well, if I think it'll be close, I don't currently believe in Nathaniel Hackett after what they did. Hopefully they used last week as a learning lesson. They were undisciplined. The play calling was horrendous. I guess that would be my spin zone. You're going from the road to home. One of the better home fields, by the way. Altitude, rowdy crowd. And if you're a coach that can learn from your mistakes, which I hope Coach Nathaniel Hackett can be, they should be better this week. Just get a win. Although Houston can be pesky. If Davis Mills wasn't named Davis Mills, would you like him? I think you kind of would. Bald.
Yeah.
I don't think that helps.
Just in a weird spot. I mean, good for him. I think he's proven himself. Texans are probably going to draft a quarterback this year and move on from him, but he should get an opportunity from somebody.
I mean,
don't know how his contract situation, whatever it is, plays out, but he's played well enough and shown enough on an NFL level that the rate he's going will get an opportunity.
You know, at NFL stats, QBs can kind of easily cook the books a little bit with completion percentage now. But for, like, a rookie last year, he had a fine season. And he had 2 touchdowns, 0 picks last week. A Colts team that was supposed to embarrass them did not. A little more nervous than I should be about my Broncos, I guess. Davis Mills. Just
important for him to get a dub.
I think if Davis Mills was like hot, I'm not saying he's ugly. He's bald at a young age. If Davis Mills was hot, I think people would like love Davis Mills. If he looked like Justin Herbert.
If he's on like any sexier of a team.
Yeah,
too.
The Texans are also in a bad place.
They're kinda. One, just not a franchise that has done a lot of winning too, yeah. And They're just in like a weird spot.
Arizona is at Las Vegas. I would sell Arizona stock at the same. I like Las Vegas. They showed that they can use Devontae. Waller had a good game. I think they just were on the road and against the team they beat to knock out of the playoffs last year. I think on your motivation scale, you lost them there. I like Vegas in that game. That could be a super fun football game if both of those offenses do start clicking. Kyler getting the boys up and down with Vegas' new offensive options. That is a good watch and probably the highlight of your 4 p.m. game. So not a crazy slate. You'd have to kind of be a football fan to buckle in for Raiders, Cardinals. And then your night game is Green Bay hosting Chicago. So I'll tell you what, Sunday slate, not overall impressive. We're still week two that any form of NFL football, I think we're getting jazzed up for it.
This was week 10. We're disappointed in what the
you just kind of, you do like and I think part of the reason is, A, Chiefs Chargers Thursday night, bang biscuit, as Coach Ballgame would say. Green Bay, they crazy bounced back last year after a horrible week one. And again, a lot of people like the Vikings. Maybe the Vikings are good. It was in Minnesota. A Bears team that won, can they get off to 2-0 and beat Aaron Rodgers? You know, kind of their boogeyman. I just wouldn't bet it. I wouldn't bet it.
It's a reason to watch.
Seems like when that Rodgers guy kicks into gear, he goes, and the Bears are a team he loves embarrassing. And by the way, Rodgers is on this huge Barstool kick that I think he'd love to. I think he will be thinking about Big Cat in this game. I think they will try to try to give them the business. The other reason this slate isn't wild and crazy, two Monday games. So
I'm excited for both of them.
We'll talk about it on next Monday's Wake and Jake, but Tennessee at Buffalo, Minnesota at Philly. Minnesota, Philly, those are like the two, those are a lot of people's sexy picks this year.
They're like the same tier.
I think Minnesota's got a chance to be good. I think the Philly can win a lot of games. Okay, so that's
I think most people really believe in one of them.
So that'll be like the overreaction bowl. That's 8:30. Ooh, so these games overlap a little bit. Interesting. Yeah. And then Tennessee at Buffalo. We'll see if Tennessee can give them a scare. Buffalo looks so good. Back. Returning to Buffalo, they are going to be hype. They're going to be hype. So that's your NFL schedule. Thursday night, clear it up. Get ready. Sunday, obviously, your team. There's not big appeal matchups. Tampa, New Orleans at 1, if you think that'll do it for you, or Arizona, Vegas is the 4 p.m. So, yeah.
I think the 4 o'clock slate's a good pop on Red Zone and let them take you on the journey.
Yeah, you hope so.
If you don't got anything else to do.
You hope so. Let me see if college has anything for you on Saturday. Conference schedule, I'm over that. Just looking for the top 25. Let me see. Michigan, UConn, Jesus. UConn's going to the big house. Oh no. That's at noon. Don't watch that. Georgia goes to South Carolina. South Carolina, you never know. Sometimes they pull it out of their butt. Sometimes they don't. Georgia's number one. Okay. BYU, Oregon at 3:30. That's fun. I think you can expect some points in that one, although BYU-Baylor was not. Sco Ducks, that's what I'll say. Penn State at Auburn, that's fun. Two teams that don't link up a lot. Penn State is heading to Auburn. That should be a fun one. That is also at 3:30. So we've got 3:30 options that are accumulating. I like that. So maybe get your day started early, figure some stuff out. Mississippi State at LSU at 6. Neither team is ranked, but I don't know. That's SEC football. Anything else? Michigan State at Washington is your late night game. I don't know if that's going to do anything for you.
Miami and A&M are later.
Miami and A&M. A&M laid an egg. So it's either bounce back or give up on your season. If you know A&M, you'll know better than me. And that's kind of it. So that's the Niner. You can make something work with that. I kind of like that 3:30. Break up your Saturday a little bit. Have a productive morning. 3:30. Check out BYU Oregon. Check out Penn State at Auburn. And I think that'll get you where you need to go. Even a little Colorado at Minnesota. Oh, wow. What a matchup. What a matchup. All right. I have a wedding on Friday, a family party. So I don't know how deep I'll be in to those Saturday games. Last episode we did, the Yankees are back and so is the NFL. We're at 694 subs. Let's get to 7K, people. If you're listening, please sub. And Bakers, I ask you guys to bake the algorithm. Hit the like button. Share with a friend. Watch. How about that? Let's see. CJ Cable, love the summary of the weekend's NFL action. I had fallen out of football and deeper into baseball over the last 2 to 3 years, in no small part due to John Boy Media getting me back into baseball more and more. Turned on the NFL games for the first time in at least a year and enjoyed watching this weekend, partly due to re-exposure from Wake and Jake and Rose, partly out of in how the new direction for my Vikes is going. Look at that. Sorry for the Broncos loss, though. Thanks, CJ. That was a beautiful message. What else do we got? Brian Feingold asks, which AL wildcard team do you think will benefit more from having their home stadium atmosphere as the 4 seed, Toronto or Seattle? I currently lean Seattle just because of the 2 decades. Canadians are nutty. Canadians are nuts. Everyone remembers that first Toronto wildcard game that was like one of the best sports environments you'd ever seen. Like, if we did a best sport environment you've ever seen draft, which maybe we should do at some point, bring back a draft, like that Toronto, Jose Bautista, 2015, I think.
15-16.
I mean,
that was
bonkers.
That era of Blue Jays going to Toronto.
What might be your trick is if your team's heading to Toronto and you got someone that's not vaxxed, there's a home field advantage. Mm. I think I saw a Mariners fan comment that Robbie Ray's not vaxxed, so wouldn't that be a good storyline for baseball? Currently lean Seattle unless Toronto gets vax points.
Yeah, depends how it shakes out.
Yeah. So, hey, thank you guys for baking the algorithm. You guys are the best. I don't have a standout, do you? Anyone on your mind? Joe's McFly?
Anyone really
Dolphins?
On my heart? I mean, kind of. Most of this episode was Aaron Judge being being on it.
I guess watch him.
Joe Ryan.
Yeah, Joe
Happy
Ryan.
For you.
Someone
you guys
let us
talk about.
Someone let us know if you think Joe Ryan is funny or if you think he's not funny, because that changes John Boy's opinion of him. And let us know, and we'll check the YouTube numbers and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think we might split them on YouTube. Just because that plays better for the tube. Podcast app, everything's going to be normal over there. And most importantly, you guys are the best. Make sure you check out everything on John Boy Media. Weekly Dumb. It's pretty dumb. Pretty dumb this week. Talking Giants there in heaven. Enjoy them. If you're a Giants fan and you're not in their world yet, you got to be. Warehouse Games, the mini golf. We put out some really good videos. Go check those out. Talking baseball. Yeah. Talking baseball. Yeah, some Warehouse Game announcements coming soon.
Jimmy and S tomorrow.
Yeah. Morning, everything on AMP. Joe's, Ashland, Paxton, Girls Room. Talking Yanks, we're having fun. Talking baseball, we're having fun. Farm to Fame, they're having fun. Chris Rose, football show, Chris Rose rotation. Watch everything on John Boy Media. Jam Gaming, new channel.
Whoa.
You guys are the best. Love.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.